Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Capital Connection. Fridays during the noon report, we give you direct connection to what's happening in Albany and Harrisburg with the experts on the issues. At the state capitals, they are, as always, Michael Gear with the Pennsylvania Family Institute and Jason McGuire at New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms. Jason, I'll begin with you. Talk about your March Madness. State lawmakers doing their own version of that with that state budget due on April 1st. That's next weekend, if you do your math. What are some of the things you're watching as that deadline approaches?
You know, we're watching to see whether or not there's going to be a mandate for abortion coverage in the state budget. We've been working to keep it out of there, and we'll soon know whether or not we have been successful in that effort. You know, additionally, there's a lot of other spending issues. It's just amazing how much this budget has grown over the last number of years, and it's just simply unsustainable.
Yeah. A quick follow-up. The governor, big news, saying that she will reportedly tie bail reforms to the state budget. A lot of Democrats don't like that, however. Are you supportive of what proposals she's offering?
Well, I think all New Yorkers are concerned with the level of crime that's occurring in our state and the impact of the cashless bail reform having on that issue. This is a fight in the Democratic Party right now, though. Governor Hochul's responding based on polling she's reading that people want to see a change in those bail reform laws, but the Democratic supermajorities do not want to move, and their progressive base is not going to allow very many changes to that law.
Michael, you helped moderate a candidate's forum last night at Karen University near Philly for the Republican gubernatorial candidates. There were seven that took part. There are some, Michael, that say that a crowded field will only help Josh Shapiro in November. Do you share those concerns amongst Republicans?
Well, I think there's some concerns about that, certainly, because Josh Shapiro can sort of build a war chest, which is pretty extensive, to say the least, based on the special interests that support his candidacy. But by and large, the Republicans fighting it out in some measure is a good thing because their names are before the people. It's a season when people can really vet the candidates, like at our candidate forum, where they can find out about where the candidates stand.
Yeah. We got to hear a really great conversation on a lot of really important issues last night. One of those issues, Michael, is crime. Of course, that forum happened just miles away from where tragically two state troopers lost their lives in what looks to be a DUI accident. A 21-year-old. Mowed these cops down as they were trying to get this guy off I-95. The DA, Larry Krasner, says he's going to go tough on this. Do you believe him?
Well, he may go tough on this because he needs to sharpen his image with the people in Philadelphia, but the fact is murder and carjackings and property crimes are just rampant in Philadelphia, and this DA has not been tough on those things. He's sort of opened the door to criminals in Philadelphia. So I don't think people in Philadelphia can really have a lot of hope that Larry Krasner is going to do anything positive ultimately, even though he may in this particular situation.
All right. A lot of buzz, Jason, in New York about Andrew Cuomo. Do you still think that he will sit this one out, the midterm election? And a quick follow-up to that as well. What must the Republican gubernatorial candidate do, whomever that is, to have a fighting chance in November?
You know, it's interesting. I was back at the Capitol this week, and a lot of the scuttlebutt going around the building was, in fact, that Governor Andrew Cuomo is looking at primarying Governor Kathy Hochul this year. If that happens, that certainly is an advantage for the presumptive Republican nominee, Lee Zeldin, or any other candidate who should secure the vote on the Republican side. You know, if that Republican candidate can hold 30% of New York City and then just stomp across upstate, this could be a red wave coming to New York State in November.
Yeah, and polls show it really close, even this far out. No, we got a long ways to go. But should be interesting to see what the ex-gov does. Michael, there was an article in the Washington Examiner this week that said the key to who wins that big Senate primary between Dr. Oz and Dave McCormick could come down to who gets the Donald Trump endorsement. Does the former president still have that much sway in GOP politics in Pennsylvania?
Well, I think to some degree he does. I think it's waning a good bit, but you drive through certain portions of the state and you certainly still even see Trump signs that people have left up there. But the primary for the Senate is even broader than those two names. I mean, there's also a former Trump ambassador to Denmark, Carla Sands, who's running. We have Kathy Barnett. We have Jeff Bartos. So although those are sort of the celebrities that are in the race, there may be sort of a dark horse coming forward that actually may be able to take a victory in this particular situation.
Yeah, again, May 17th is the primary. I know a lot of those candidates are busy getting those petitions signed so they can get on that ballot. Jason, I want to talk about the marijuana issue. This one really flew below the radar, and I just couldn't believe what Massachusetts General Hospital found out. They did a big survey, and this is an organization that has no political motivation whatsoever, but really questions the whole medical benefits of marijuana. Basically, this study concludes that medical marijuana does not improve pain, anxiety, or depression. In fact, the only thing that it does is help people who are insomniacs sleep better. So the question is there anything medicinal about marijuana?
You know, it's tough. I know when it was that debate was happening in the Capitol, I heard parents whose children were having seizures that were responding to various forms of marijuana oil. The bottom line is God made all things good, but man is good at perverting the things that God made. So I wish that the marijuana studies would go through the FDA. There'd be some solid research in this so that we could finally have answers on how to appropriately use cannabis and how to avoid all of the problems associated with the THC.
Quickly, following up on that, we've talked about those weed licenses for recreational marijuana. When will those pot shops start to take shape in New York?
Well, they appear to be being fast-tracked now. You're increasingly hearing in various urban communities predominantly talking about the revenue coming from that and a social and equity perspective. So they are seeing this as something for largely African-American communities and as a cash cow in those places. So I think there is an effort to fast-track those plans later this year, if not early next.
Wow, because we heard this June of next year could be sooner than that then.
I think it very well could be. You know, Rochester is already setting up other rules for how to go about this, and there has been a big push to move this as fast as it can.
Wow. Talking about the culture war, Michael, and this did come up as well at your forum last night, this whole transgender debate. Leah Thomas, of course, who is a household name now, that transgender swimmer at UPenn, wrapping up a controversial swimming career at the NCAA championships. Given all of the controversy surrounding this story, is there growing appetite in Harrisburg to pass the Fairness in Women's Sports Act?
We are seeing that. The big thing is that the citizens are going to have to speak up. I mean, we saw this week two Republican governors in Utah and in Indiana veto such legislation. These are Republicans because of big corporations that are coming in and weighing in on this issue, these woke corporations. So it's going to take citizens using their voice in Pennsylvania's legislature and everywhere else to protect fairness in girls and women's sports.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. But then finally, guys, we want to talk about something that is always an issue, and I'm really glad that you guys pay attention to it, and that is gambling addiction. March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. Jason, how much of a problem is it in New York?
It's a huge problem. You know, I'm looking at a New York State study that was released just last year, and it indicates the highest rates of gambling addiction occur in those males, 18 to 24, and those making less than $30,000 a year. So we see that really gambling and problem gambling is among those college-aged young men and really those that are at poverty level here in New York. It is a regressive tax on the poor and something the state should not be pursuing. It's a predatory enterprise.
Michael, hard to believe the very first Capital Connection show we ever did was 10 years ago next month. I'll never forget what you told me on that program then was that if you put all the problem gamblers in Pennsylvania in the same place, they would fill Beaver Stadium several times. How many more times would they fill that stadium 10 years later?
Well, several more times. I mean, that's the really sad part of it. And gambling addiction is not something that's obvious to people. I mean, when you're a drug addict or alcohol addict or something, people see you slur your speech or you can't walk straight or whatever. You can have gambling addicts working at your company or in your church as the treasurer or something, stealing and embezzling. And that's part of the real problem. And just with the online gambling now in Pennsylvania, I just saw a study that the average online gambler, and there's about a million of them now in Pennsylvania, are losing about $219 a week. And that's just in the online gambling. Many of them also then buy lottery tickets or go to casinos. And that's additional losses that they're taking off their children's dinner table or their children's clothing, a budget or whatever it is. That's money lost. And it's terrible that it's happening in Pennsylvania.
Mm. And that will have to be the last word this week. But hey, if you're interested or considering running for your local school board, Jason, you've got an event coming up in April that folks are going to want to attend. Where can they learn more about that?
Well, our campaign school is listed at newyorkfamilies.org.
And stay informed on all the issues in Pennsylvania as well. Hey, you got a great big March for Life coming up later this year too, Michael. Where can folks learn more?
PAFamily.org.